Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Faisal, we've watched again bond markets get pretty active. Now, last year we talked about the fact that generally bond markets, are smarter than the stock markets, but the bond markets got it wrong last year. And we're going to take a look at the activity that we've seen in the bond markets right now and talk to an expert a little bit about, are the bond markets getting it right now, and what can we expect given, you know, the Bank of Canada rate increase and so on and so forth.
Two things happened this week that I think I really want to understand. Number one, surprise, the interest rates went up in Canada. We were told pause. Many people took that as stop.
Yeah.
Number two, people outside of Canada were talking about Canada.
Well, yeah.
It kind of scared the market a bit, saying, we actually made the news.
Right. Right.
This is fantastic.
And maybe the Fed's going to have to follow Canada. Could you imagine? Scandalous. Anyways.
Side note. Before we bring our guest in, I just want to let you know, one of the major banks sent letters out to some of their customers after the prime lending rate went up. And some people have unsecured lines of credits. And it was prime plus one. They were giving some kind of deal and so forth. They've now said it's prime plus five. So now some unsecured lines of credits are being charged as high as 12%. Interest.
Ouch.
At this point in time, that came out this just on Friday. We saw some letters that banks were sending out to their clients automatically. It was a quick letter being sent out.
Right.
So, heads up, this is what's happening, and I think we need to get some commentary about what the surprise was, and then how this is going to impact. I think there's some data in there.
Well, we've got a terrific recurring guest joining us again. Brian DeCoste is a founding partner and president of Algonquin Capital. So, first of all, Brian, thanks, for being with us today, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. I always enjoy an opportunity to chat with you guys and to share with the listeners out in Calgary.
Well, let's try to get some context as to what's going on. There's a bunch of areas we can go here, but let's just think a little bit about the Bank of Canada and the rate increase that we saw this week, the quarter point rate increase. So maybe you can comment on that. First of all, was it a surprise?
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't really a true surprise. We had seen in the last couple of months in particular, the economic data was just coming in a little stronger than what the Bank of Canada had forecast when it paused in January. And I think the data point that really scared them, and they did talk about it in the meeting, was the fact that after about 9 months of inflation numbers falling steadily, we actually had inflation tick in the other direction. And when you couple that with the fact that the job market, up until today, looked really, really strong, and spending was holding up, I think the Bank of Canada realized, the bond market sort of figured out, hey, you know what? There is a really good chance that the Bank of Canada is going to hike either this week or in July. So the hike itself wasn't a real surprise. What did surprise the bond market, though, was the concern that the bank showed around the, let's call it the stickiness or the persistence of inflation. And the bank actually mentioned that their concern around inflation not falling, to 2%, but getting stuck at somewhere between 3% and 4%. So the bond market actually now had to think about, whoa, there might be another hike or even a third hike to follow. And that was the surprise.
We've been told for a long time now that it takes a while for interest rate increases to filter its way through the economy and slow things down, slow the demand side down. Here is where the question comes into play. We've seen a bunch of interest rate increases over the last 12 months, and we haven't really seen the signs that it's filtering through the economy. So shouldn't we pause and see what happens and then raise? Or do you think now we should continue to increase interest rates? Because it's got some point, and I mentioned this earlier, 12% interest rates for unsecured lines of credits are being passed on to consumers. It's going to impact at some point. Will this, is it time to pause again, or should we just keep on going until we get into a recession and that will clear it all out?
Well, I will say the Bank of Canada is, doesn't doesn't want to over tighten. You know, over tightening really will mean a lot of hardship for a lot of Canadians, because it will mean unemployment increases. And so the bank certainly doesn't want to do that. And that's why they paused in January, right? Because they recognize, you know, the simple fact, other than the people that have a floating rate mortgage, people's mortgages reset, you know, typically every 5 years, right? And the bank has mentioned this. It will take until 2026 until every mortgage has reset in Canada. And I think up to now they've said maybe it's a third of mortgages or 40% of mortgages have reset. So actually a large number of Canadians haven't felt higher interest rates except for in their savings, right? They're earning more in their savings. So that, you know, so 60% of people are kind of going, that's pretty good. I'm kind of happy. But I think the other thing, you know, so the bank, that's why they wanted to pause. And I think they will typically go in smaller increments because we are close to 5%. And even if we go back before the great financial crisis, rates of 5 or 6% did slow the economy. So, you know, it's they're well aware that they have the luxury of going slower. But what I will say is, I think where everyone misjudged, and myself included, was the fact that, you know, for the last, you know, if we look at those 60% of people that haven't had their mortgage reset, over the last 2 years, Canadians have been enjoying wage increases of 5 or 6%. So cumulatively, wages have gone up 10% for some people, some families, some households, 10-12%. They haven't had the higher mortgage rate. So for them, it's like a lot of more disposable income. You know, I recognize groceries are more expensive, et cetera, but still, they've got a lot more cash. And people are out in spending. You know, just go to any airport and it's jammed, right? Try to get a restaurant reservation, it's jammed. So this is the part where I think the Bank of Canada and the bond market got it wrong, was that, you know, people said, well, interest rates are 5%, the economy's going to go over a cliff. But it's these very lags where we you know, people underestimated the fact that they, a lot of Canadians are still enjoying a higher disposable income. Over time, we're going to see that decline, you know, as the people's mortgages reset. And then, as you pointed out, you know, some of the resets that people are seeing are very egregious. And so I don't think the bank should, or will they, just keep going until we get really bad economic numbers.
Dave, we have to go to commercial break shortly. I just wanted to kind of just touch on one key point that's been said by Brian. It comes out that there is going to be these interest rate increases, potentially more. Mm-hmm. People haven't really felt yet if you had a mortgage that was fixed a couple of years ago, and now it's going to come up to you over the next 3 years or so. We're heading to a federal election as well. You know, no one wants to go into that recession into an election. So there right. might be some promises of money being spent along the way. These are a whole bunch of things that are moving in every direction. I do want to make sure that we talk to Brian about, is there going to be a recession when shortly because of all this right. stuff that's going on? And while we talk about these things, big concern is, how do you make sure your portfolio is growing over time with inflation? How do you make sure you can keep your income going up with inflation, especially when you're retired and you have a fixed number of assets providing you a right. lifestyle? And I think that's where we want to talk to people about how to reach a strategy that can reach all those goals over the long term. And we'll be doing that on Tuesday, June the 20th at 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you need to register for this. And we'll take your registration, we'll get together, we'll give you the presentation of how to bulletproof your retirement. And I think the fun part about this is opening the floor questions and answers. All questions are encouraged. And we'll actually break down the strategy of how you can bulletproof your retirement again on Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. Make sure you register by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, well, stick around after the break, because as Faisal said, we're going to find out if Canada's headed for a recession, or if at least the bond market thinks that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.